G'day, you've got Dangerous Dave here. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast of Kennedy Malloy. Big show coming up for you next week. I'll tell you more about our guests in just a moment. But let's look back on what's been this week with our Week in Review.
Kicked off the week, minus Jane.
Time for Dangerous Malloy. Oi! Here's my shot.
And things went downhill quickly.
Remember the porn stash? It's a lost art form.
I agree.
Hiding your porn stash.
There used to be a park near us and sort of under all these sticks and stuff.
So Jane's not here. We're already talking porn stashes.
A WA primary school buried a time capsule 20 years ago.
Metal detectors and a 20-metre excavator trench have not been enough to find a time capsule.
Former students who have memorabilia in the capsule are due to get together for a reunion in October.
So we track down the school's current principal, Mark Gledhill.
Nick, how you going?
Well, this is, what do they say in the old days? Good old-fashioned cock-up.
It's a rock that was placed on top of the capsule, supposedly.
Well, so that's clever, isn't it? There's no way a rock could be removed over a 20-year period.
Yeah, there could be one reason. It did have a bottle of red wine in it. I'm wondering, the people that put it down was the principal and two policemen from Yarloo.
Oh, this is an inside job for sure.
They all have different recollections.
Well, let's get them into three separate interview rooms.
Narrowly Meadows joined us with all things sport, and after a little encouragement from Mick, begrudgingly paid respect to his beloved Tigers.
You say it now. That was a great result for the Richmond Football Club. Say it.
It was a great result for the Richmond.
How are you doing for the AFL Grand Final?
Oh,
yes.
Gary Ablett goes out a winner. Paddy Dangerfield gets his first.
Jeez.
You're a spiteful. You're a mean streak, Narrowly Meadows.
Love you, Mickey.
Celia Pakwala introduced us to her new dog.
Her name is Deirdre Chambers. Our neighbours must be freaking out because they're hearing every morning, Deirdre, you can't go back inside until you've done a poo. Deirdre, just do a poo, then you can come in. But she's so cute.
She's
like,
beautiful.
You've got to be pretty cute to do a poo on my carpet, and I still like
There's
you.
There's only a few of us who've got away with that.
Dave rolled out surprise pool plans on Facebook.
This is from Dave Williams. We are thinking about putting in a pool for lazy warm afternoons with cocktails.
All right, this is private.
Any pool builder recommendation? Why didn't you come to me?
What do you mean?
Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pool. Mate, I know my way around this world. Are you on some kind of big
I'm
bucks
not on
now?
Showbiz money. Don't worry about that. I drive a Hyundai Getz, remember.
Would you get it in the shape of a guitar? Because I know Jane has one in the shape of a ukulele.
And a common theme emerged with caller suggestions for said pool.
I'd say because he's a tight ass, the pool will be one of those kids' shell sand pits, won't it?
I think for all the years that Dave's been a tight ass and all the freebies he's got over the years, you need to tile the bottom of your pool with all the logos and sponsors. You've taken freebies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The voice of metal, Rob Halford from Judas Priest, shared some great stories from the road, touring with AC/DC.
Bonnie comes to the dressing room, he goes, I'll be okay. You do your show and then you've gone. I said, oh, no, no, we have to leg it up to the show to make sure we can get to the next place. No, 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 he says, get on the bus with us, and gave us some beers. And that was just the beautiful guys that they were, still are.
And even a rendezvous with the Queen.
Who would have believed Her Majesty is a headbanger? It was an amazing night, that was, with me and Cilla Black. I haven't got a clue about royal protocol. Got Cilla digging me in the ring, saying, don't shake hands with the Queen. And then, of course, Her Majesty going, oh, heavy metal, why do they play it so low?
Battered Merrick Watts joined us, fresh from SAS Australia.
Sorry, guys, just picking up my brain off the floor from where Mitchell Johnson punched me so hard that occasionally a bit of my brain falls out of my ear.
And floated some interesting theories on Tim Tams.
If you don't like Tim Tams, you are probably a member of Al-Qaeda, right? Clearly the person responsible for coming up with new flavours has got a gun at the back of his head, and somebody has said, come up with another Tim Tam flavour or it's lights out. Sunshine Coast strawberries and cream. So I thought, like, if you're going to get a Tim Tam from the Sunshine Coast, it was going to taste like pensioner.
The one and only Ivor Davies joined us and told us about the first instrument he learned to play.
I grew up in the country, and believe it or not, from about the age of six, I learned how to play the bagpipe.
What an instrument.
So when I got to Sydney and went to high school, and my music teacher on the first day, you know, asked all the boys, you know, what do you play? Any musicians here? And by the time we got to me, and I said bagpipes, he just about died. I could see the blood draining out of his face.
Mick's ongoing battle with the local nesting minor birds continued.
They're nasty. They don't bring anything to the table.
Right.
And they get into the stairwell of my house.
Yeah.
And they put their nest in there and then think it's theirs. So every time I come in and out of the house, they swoop me and my mum when she's putting out my bins.
Scott Darlow joined us with his new track, Bind the Hands of Time.
Can I just make one suggestion?
Yeah,
Needs
go.
Cowbell.
That is a fact, and we put in about 7 calls to Triple M the week we recorded it. Mick will be here. I've bought him a cowbell. There's no way he won't turn up.
Thursday, our regular Facebook informant, Adam Rosenbach's co-hosted.
Dangerous Dave.
Not happy with you, by the way, Rosie.
You did post that you were looking to install a pool.
Privately.
Well, on Facebook. And I thought that perhaps that someone who wasn't on Facebook would love to know that you are in the market for a pool, and so I...
Shot me a text.
You don't share that sort of stuff with Mick.
Comedy comes first.
League great Ryan Girdler called in to preview Sunday's NRL Grand Final.
It was nice to talk to the incarcerated. I'm down on the beachfront at DY, actually.
Go and get stuff, Girdler. Storm, of course, who we all love, who are a state.
Hey, Mark, can you just put that margarita on ice?
Hi, Girdler, I will find you.
I don't want to hear that.
You are unbelievable.
Dr. Chris Brown joined us on World Wombat Day.
For years, Mick, you've been very intrigued by the back end of the wombat.
And why it has square poo.
That's the most efficient way of extracting all the water out of your back passage and saving as much water as possible when you're living in harsh environments.
Imagine when a wombat is shitting bricks.
But with Jane away this week and Dane stepping up into the co-hosting role, feedback around the office on this new radio duo had made its way to Mick.
There's a giant knob here. What's his name? Ewan. And he goes, shame Jane's not there. Got to say, you and Dave, I really like the blue-collar feel you brought to the table. I go, arrogant stuff. That's the greatest backhanded compliment I've ever heard.
As is the tradition with any new radio team, we finish the week off with an old-fashioned air check. The show's executive producer, Jay.
This is about the two of you and how you've been going.
Pretty good, I think.
We're flying without a net here.
Is this an accurate reflection of what you want this show to be?
The green jacket from the US Masters. Oh, imagine one of those in your cupboard. I'd wear it out all the time.
Well, you need an XXL, probably.
Need Craig Parry's.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know, I do. Who's big guy?
Yeah,
you're
the one who sings sometimes,
Dave,
and smokes. Yeah,
okay, we're doing well. Hey, so, see you in the air check.
John Daly.
Ah, you're
John Daly. Yeah, there's no
That's why you listen to live radio. It's like going to the races. You might see an accident. Am I right?
The one good thing I can say is you didn't talk over each other.
I blame him. He mentioned masturbation 3 times.
I did not.
On yesterday's
program. Pulled you up a bit, choice of words, but...
All right, next week on Kennedy Malloy, Lloyd Langford is in. Have you been paying attention back on Monday night? So we'll be chatting to him. We've also got Narrowly Meadows with a wrap of what's been happening this weekend in sport. Denise Scott, Lee Sales, Jim Jeffries, all superstars, all next week on Kennedy Malloy.